Welcome to Animal Jam, everyone. Get really excited this week for St. Patrick's Day, dude.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day.
Top of the morning to you. St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day, man.
Yeah, man.
We're over here celebrating, man.
We're going to get nice and tossed on St. Patrick's Day.
That's pretty close.
Irish. Yeah, how much Irish do you have in you, Matthew?
You know, I'm not sure, actually. I think I might already be out of Irish.
Would you like 2 more inches of Irish in you?
I'll take 69 more inches of Irish.
Oh, man, that's going to take me approximately 33 pumps. But I'll get you there.
All right, I'm glad you did the math.
I didn't. I'm not good at math.
Oh, okay.
Just like the Irish.
Oh.
Oh, this is roasting. I just made a snap decision. We're roasting this week.
Yeah,
you went straight for the throat.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to our main boy, Joe Boyle.
The worst Irishman that I know.
He's a crooked cop and everything.
Holy shit, wow. Dude, you're ass blasting. This is really the episode. We're going in on everyone.
Yeah, dog.
Nobody is safe. No one is safe. Mm-hmm.
Just like the Irish do with their piece of shit fucking hairs and whatever.
And their potatoes and their whiskey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all
and
that.
And excessive
all that
drinking.
Stuff.
Yeah, and their green, and their white skin, and their mobs.
Hold on, I like the color green. Let's not...
Green is a color for queers.
All right.
How about that?
Green is the color of a bad poop.
Green is also the color of bad boogies. When you're sick, you get boogie, mm-hmm. green boogies.
But on the flip side, green is the color of grass, which is sweet and nice, and trees.
And I like to smoke it. Earth. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like to smoke grass and trees, dude.
Yeah, dude. I actually went on Ancestry.com and I found out, ironically enough, that I'm 69% Irish. So how does that make you feel, Matthew?
I'm extremely jealous in many ways. I've always thought that I was supposed to have been born Irish.
And then what happened?
I don't know. You know, I think my parents kind of let me down.
They kind of let you down. It's all their fault that you're not Irish.
Yeah, you know, I feel like they had a responsibility to me and the people of Ireland.
Yeah, the people of Ireland.
Yeah, the people of Ireland. And, you know, it's just a little bit of a disappointment.
So what you going to do about it? Do you want to go and kneecap your parents? What say you?
Well, I don't know if we... I don't know if we need to take it that far, but... you know, I definitely think there needs to be some restitutions made.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My buddy, he's in the IRA. We can get him to kneecap them if you really want to.
All right, can we start a little lower? Maybe just the ankles.
Okay. Oh, man. So, yeah, we got a great show today, boys and girls.
Yeah, I think in honor of the holiday, we should say what our true Irish names are.
Okay.
I'll go first. I'm known back in the homeland as Mickey McGuinness.
Mickey McGuinness.
Mm-hmm.
Oi. My name...
Of McGuinness fame.
My name is Keith Kilimanjaro McDixon.
That's not what you said in practice, but okay.
And I'm O'Connor.
Oh,
O'Malley.
Yeah, that's right. I had a whole name set up.
He told me Jerkin McGurkin.
That's right.
What the fuck?
Completely forgot about that.
You're going extremely off script, just like the bastard Irish.
Arr. We were just talking about kneecap and Matthew's parents.
Here.
Oh, you were here for that?
I was here the whole time, dude. Don't you fucking worry about that.
Oh,
sometimes I like to pretend like I'm gone and just spy on you guys to make sure you're doing good podcasting.
Yeah, well, we'll make sure that never happens again.
Is that, like, against the rules, the law?
Okay, who's gonna fucking stop me? Or either, like, who's gonna stop me from breaking the law?
Dude, I'll show up at your house in, like, 45 seconds.
Okay, well, I'm Irish, so the law don't apply to me. I'm really bad at that accent. You guys are much better than
that. That was right on, I think.
I'm not sure. Well, let's take a little breather, and you know, in the spirit of the holiday, I guess it's a holiday. I'm not really into saints, but Matthew, what's new in your whole life? What's going on in your life? Let's fill the viewers in on the boys.
On my whole life.
Yeah, what's up with your entire life, dude?
Yeah, give us a play-by-play.
Well, you know, I wake up in the morning, sometimes the afternoon, sometimes the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I do is get myself a nice bowl of Rice Chex every morning.
Or afternoon or night.
Or night. Then, you know, I just been like, masturbating endlessly.
Yeah. That's, you know, just like, about it.
I gave up not masturbating for Lent.
Yeah, I remember.
I added that in halfway through.
You just started masturbating for the first time in your life this Lent.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
I've just been, you know, discovering new things about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And about everyone, really.
I don't think so. You haven't discovered anything new about me.
I mean, there's some things that I see in you differently now.
Since you've begun masturbating.
Right.
Wow, that's interesting.
There's like a little bit of a connection to be made.
Like what? Do you think we're closer?
I feel closer to the all Irishmen now.
I'm not Irish. I despise them.
Oh, well, you especially.
Oh, why? It transcends
It's a special case with you. It's not for the same reason.
Oh, it's because of that time.
Yeah.
You remember the time?
The one time when you had the gay sex together.
Yo, that, hold on. Whoa. Hold on.
Ooh.
Hold on.
It was gay sex.
Yeah, it was Irish sex.
Right. Oh. I thought those were the same thing, but
well, they're pretty similar. They're not identical.
There's a couple key differences that, you know, you mm-hmm. really have to pick it apart.
See, when you role play it, one person's the man and one person's the woman, and afterwards the man knocks the woman to the ground with a stiff punch, and then they each do a shot of whiskey out of a potato shot glass, and then they eat the shot glass. And then they both go to work in the mines.
As one would in Ireland.
Already.
Yeah.
That's a very detailed description of what gay Irish sex is like. That's pretty interesting.
No, that's just regular Irish sex.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. The other version of Irish sex is where you tell the woman you're wearing a rubber, and then you're actually not, and then you impregnate her, and then when the baby's about to come out, you leave forever.
Okay, that does sound very accurate, actually.
Mm-hmm. I think everyone's going to find today that, you know, on St. Patrick's Day, they like to pretend they're Irish, but we're all going to find out a little bit today that the Irish are actually the worst race, and they're very low on the totem pole.
You know, I'm sensing a bit of suppressed racism for Irish.
This isn't racism. This is just true. These are true facts. So it's like,
not. It's not racist, you know, if it's true.
Yeah, if you can disprove anything I'm saying, then go ahead and do it.
You know, I don't really care enough.
Yeah, who does?
Right.
Got him there.
So, Keith, what's going on in your whole world's view?
What is going on? I'm hoping to put a new floor in my kitchen.
Well, that's really,
that should be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What kind of floor is it?
It's spikes, just in case someone tries to run into his home and he doesn't want them there.
Yeah, spikes, trap doors, cleavers that come down and take your head off. Things like that.
And
just
like,
the huge.
There's like false light switches where one turns on the light, and if the other one, if you press it, just a wall of spikes comes down from the ceiling and crushes you into the floor.
Yep. There's going to be a ball.
Remind me never to stay the night at your house.
You're never invited.
Yeah, so...
Damn, y'all are Y'all are boring.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's... I live a very boring life, unfortunately. What's going on in your life?
Chocolate milk, I guess.
Yeah, chocolate milk's a good thing.
Yeah. I've been getting different people to call me throughout the day. I'll say, hey, Derek, can you call me at 3 o'clock? I'm doing something really quick. I need you to call me for like a half hour straight. And I will just insert my phone into my anus at that time. And so I'm tricking people unwittingly, different people. If you're listening to this, it's probably happened to you. I'm tricking people into giving me gasms through my ass by vibrating my phone.
Nice. That's great.
It's pretty chill.
Yeah.
So does that like...
So it's just like, I secretly have a leg up on someone. It's like when you go to the bathroom and you don't wash your hands and then you shake someone's hand and you're like, I'm doing a stink bomb on you. You know, I'm giving you my filth, and you sort of act like you're better than them for a little bit because of this disgusting underhanded thing that you've done. Well, that's just another version of it where they think they're just calling me to help me out, but in reality, gasms, gasms upon gasms.
Gasms and gasms and gasms. Mm-hmm.
From the man's clitoris, a.k.a. the prostate.
A nice little tickle of the prostate.
I'm just glad you found something that makes you happy.
That would be a cool Irish Batman villain, the Tickler. And he just tickles men's prostates until they come.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay. Y'all want to get started?
Yeah, let's do the thing.
Let's do this.
Okay, who's going first? I think I'm going to say not it.
Not it?
Not it.
Matthew.
Oh, man.
You were third.
First, dude. You lost. Third of three.
This is wild.
This is so wild, man.
I cannot believe this outcome. Can we recount the votes?
No.
All right, so... I don't know if you guys know about the oldies here, but you ever heard a little tale called Changeling Childs?
No.
Changeling?
No, I don't. I don't know what that is.
All right, so this is a thing that the Irish believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason they're called Changeling Childs is because these children get swapped out for fairy children. Fairies just come in, they're like, hey... this is your baby. I'm going to go ahead and put my baby here, and then I'm going to go ahead and take your baby, and then this is going to be fine. So some stories say that the fairy children need human milk to survive. So you could be tucking little Tim Tom O'Malley in the bed one night, and then the next morning a fairy child suckling at your wife's tit.
Now I understand why the Irish are so mad
right.
all the time.
They have constantly have grudges.
Yeah, they're always finding like fairy children sucking on their wife's titties.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you never know either.
I'd be pretty flippant if that happened to me.
Yeah.
That you never know either because like they masquerade forever into adultness and they're just like wastes of space. They're just there to completely suck the resources out of humanity. So if you have like Dave at work, who never does his fair share, he could be just a fairy child. You don't know.
He's a changeling. Yeah, well, what's the point then? Why do they do this?
Because the fairy children need the human milk to survive, so they need to breastfeed off of your wife.
That's extremely strange.
Yeah.
Now, is this illegal?
You know, I feel like it's one of those situations where the law just hasn't caught up to the times.
Yeah, these are ancient stories.
Right, right.
Folklore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They come from a different time.
Yeah, so the law has actually surpassed them.
Right.
And okay. It's like the same reason we don't arrest ants for breaking into my house.
Absolutely.
Okay. I understand.
I mean, they don't know any better, for one.
So, can I get arrested for killing a changeling?
You know, I'm really going to have to think about that. I mean, was it premeditated?
Yes. I am a changeling hunter.
Ooh.
So like you said before, when there's like a guy in your office and it's like he's not pulling his fair share, people call me and they're like, you need to kill this changeling. And then I come in and murder him. And
you know, I think that might exist in like this moral gray area. So I would like say that maybe you should continue doing that. But I don't want any connection to having said that.
Here's something interesting. OJ's wife was a changeling, and that's why they let him off.
And that explains everything.
That explains why he got off. And everyone was so aghast, because this is when the first case of like the law being involved. But she actually was a changeling.
Did you know how they proved that?
How? Because I can tell. I'm a changeling hunter.
No, she had an Irish accent.
Oh, did she? What'd she sound like?
Oh, she was like...
No, nope, that's just a... It sounds like a banshee.
Hey, now.
Like, OJ, stop stabbing me. Please stop stabbing me, love.
All right.
Okay, what else you got?
You get it. You live it, you got it.
That's all. Man, changelings are boring.
Changelings
suck.
They're just there to take up all your time and eat your milk.
Eat your milk.
Eat your milk.
Start saying eat about liquids. That's a pretty good thing.
And it's an Irish thing.
Eat your milk.
Eat your milk.
Eat your milk.
I sounded like a little bit like Liam Neeson there.
Eat your milk and drink your potatoes.
Or else the changeling's going to do it for you. Well, I guess I'll go next because I don't give a fuck.
What?
I actually just decided...
I'm sorry.
Bless you.
I'm allergic to the Irish.
That sneeze is a little bit suspect. You know who else sneezes, Matthew? Changelings.
Changelings. Oh. Derp, derp. Yeah.
So maybe you should, you're going to have to defend yourself in Irish court later.
You bring it on.
Irish court, a.k.a. the bar. Ooh, damn, these are easy. We're really coming after the Irish right now. So
yeah, the Irish might get offended, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because they're all fairy people.
Ooh.
So I decided to do the leprechaun. I switched it last second. Yeah,
how could you do
I think
this?
It's you know, better that way.
It's appropriate.
Everybody knows what a leprechaun is. It's a little bearded man. They got their little green coat, their little green hat, and they partake in mischief. You know, they're just little fairy guys that run around the woods, and they got the hidden pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And also, people don't know that they're like, you know, if you catch them, they usually grant you some wishes in exchange for their freedom, because for some reason they don't like to be caught. See, this is opposite of changelings, where changelings sneak themselves into your home, but leprechauns are basically fairies as well, and they don't want to ever be caught by humans.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
So how many pots are at the end of these rainbows? Exactly how many?
It's one.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the pots, like, how high can I get?
Extremely.
Okay.
It's the most, it's a pot of gold is actually, it's just like the name of the strain of weed.
Okay, good. The next time I see a rainbow, I'm going to go chasing it.
Well, it's not a big deal now, because since it became legalized, they just sell it now.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you can just go get a pot of gold.
But I'm going to get ripped off by a leprechaun, though? I don't want that
to
happen.
It's a very tame name for a strain of weed. Normally it's like, oh, we got blue anthrax. This is going to get your entire butthole high. And then this one's just like pot of gold.
Pot of gold.
You can get
higher
than the Irish.
Very simple in what it's promising.
Yeah. You're going to think you're chasing down a leprechaun at the end of a rainbow. Now, leprechauns are stupid, I think, actually.
Tell me.
You know, they're always just, like, mischief makers, and they're, like, angry, and... It's like Loki is a leprechaun, basically, from the Marvel films.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe.
No, from the Marvel films. That's what I say it. The MF.
The MFers.
They have a bunch
of. So,
if you
were to fight a leprechaun, do you think you'd be able to kill it?
Well, I know without a doubt that I could, but they are tricky tricksters. They've got like some weird. It's like not magic, but it's a little bit like magic going on because they're like this weird fairy thing. So when you say fairy, they're not. You're not talking about like a floating, like, you know, just a bug with. It's not like a butterfly, you know, like that. Not that type
right,
of fairy.
Right.
It's like they're
it's
basically
like a cupid,
like a
floating thing.
Sort of. It's like a fairies are like a mythological entity, like a form of a spirit or something. Often like supernatural.
I got
like
you.
Sometimes people would think like, you know, that's the reason where snow comes from and things like that. So there's a little bit of magic behind them, but it's like up to. It's completely random.
Well, have you seen the horror movies Leprechaun series?
I was just going to bring that up. Yeah, there's a bunch of them. What are they about?
It's like Leprechaun just murders people.
Yeah, he's very terrifying looking too. He looks like a witch. He's got like pimples and stuff on his face.
Yeah, I don't really watch horror movies, so, and I don't go out of my way to watch horror movies.
I think he's just like a murdering leprechaun or whatever.
Sounds terrifying.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah. It was actually, Leprechaun was the first film that Jennifer Aniston was ever in.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What a babe.
And I'm pretty sure, I get confused about there's like only a few like little people actors in Hollywood, but I always get confused who's who. Because I'm pretty sure it's a famous guy that plays the leprechaun in it, but I always think it's the guy who plays Mini-Me, and it's not.
Vern Troyer, or whatever his name is.
It's not him.
I'll do a quick IMDb.
Anyway, it's about, he thinks that someone stole his pot of gold, and then he kills them. And so, yeah. It's stupid.
In regular Irish fashion.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Warwick Davis.
Dion Warwick Davis.
He's still alive today. He's 48.
He's 48.
He plays, he's in the Harry Potter movies, too.
Oh, he plays one of the... Voldemort.
Yeah, he plays, Harry Potter.
He plays Harry Potter. That slipped right by me. I forgot.
Yeah.
Didn't he play them both?
Yeah.
Yes.
They had to do that double
thing. He plays Harry Potter.
The double screen thing.
Yeah, it was like Eddie Murphy, but with Harry Potter and Voldemort.
Yo, Jennifer Aniston was born in 1969.
No way.
Ooh. Yeah, way.
Damn.
That's like an ultra sandwiched between two nines.
Yeah, but it's also like just a phenomenal year.
Tell me about it.
I never would have guessed that. She's looked like the same age since she's been around.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was her first thing. I don't know how I got on talking about her. I don't know. The more I read about Irish people, the more I realize how boring they are. It's like the leprechaun is like, oh, it's a little man who scares you.
Yeah, I mean, they're
maybe
you know,
you
little
get
country.
Away.
There's a little, only a couple of them. And they're just always yelling about how they're part of the UK and they want to be their own country and whatnot and all that fun stuff.
They've also got a bunch of weird-ass words. Like, leprechaun is from, like, the... I don't know how to even say this word. AOC? Acidae? I don't know how it's pronounced.
No
they
idea.
Got some word. You know, like, slancha? They got some weird-ass words over there.
Killarney?
Blarney.
The Blarney Stone.
The Pygmy. Leprechaun.
The Leprechaun. Meat and potatoes.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just going to skip talking about the Leprechaun. I'm going to say that St. Patrick's Day is a stupid holiday. It's worse than... Excuse me, let me finish. It's worse than Valentine's Day. It's a made-up thing. People don't care. Everyone pretends they're Irish on that day. No one actually cares. It's called St. Patrick's Day. No one cares who St. Patrick is. They just want to get drunk.
Yeah, that's that's exactly
like,
what it is.
Let's reinforce stereotypes day.
Yep.
Did St. Patrick, do either of you know who he is?
No.
He was probably the guy that like led all the snakes out of Ireland or something dumb like that.
That's
he
what
probably
I was
did 9/11.
Is it?
I don't know.
He's the Pied Piper? Is St. Patrick the Pied Piper?
The Pied Piper, eh?
There's probably some dumb stuff. Most of the time when... Oh, shit. When you actually look up slaves, it's like he was a page boy and then he got killed. And they didn't really do anything. It's like he worked at a church for 1 year and then he died. And then they're like, yeah, he's a saint.
Well, he is the... He was around during the 5th century, the Romano-British Christian missionary, and he was a bishop in Ireland. He's known as the Apostle of Ireland. That's, like, just about it.
Yeah. I don't know why people just choose to... I don't know. Saints are dumb. Holidays are dumb. Keith, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm doing the banshee.
Is that the authentic noise?
I hope so.
Cool.
So the banshee is it's a 26th century vehicle designed by the Covenant, and you can use it to fly around in the Halo games.
Oh, you had me. I didn't know what you were talking about for a second.
Okay. But for seriousness, there actually is like a real like a cat from the cat family, a mountain banshee. It looks like a mountain lion or something. But
interesting.
I didn't do that.
Are they cute?
Well, they're cute in the sense that they could rip your head off probably very easily.
That is cute.
Yeah.
I
so,
am buying one.
Yeah, they cost $69.99 at your local Petco.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, wow.
So the Banshee is a supernatural wraith type, obviously coming from the Irish folklore as well as our other two creatures of the day. I could just cut to the chase here and just tell you a Banshee is essentially a ghost.
Cool.
Spooky.
That's it.
Now, are the Nazgul banshees?
The Nazgul. They could be, actually.
Mm-hmm. That sounds pretty Irish. We should replace all Irish folktales with Lord of the Rings characters.
I'm totally down with that.
I'll message Tolkien.
Instead of St. Patrick, we'll just have Gandalf.
Yeah, St. Gandalf.
St. Gandalf's Day.
We should do that. That'd be incredible.
Yeah.
I'll rehang up my map of Middle Earth, which I love, and Mallory won't let me hang anywhere.
I'll put on the One Ring and I'll start making a journey.
And you're gonna rule them all.
Are we still using it as an excuse to get drunk?
Yes, but you have to do something first. So I think it should be about accomplishment. You know, you should have to run a race. You know?
And then at the end of the race is your pot of gold, a.k.a. a pile of beer.
A.k.a. the fires of Mount Doom.
Yeah.
Where you throw the ring in.
All right.
Forged the
fires of Mount Doom.
This is actually awesome. I really would prefer if the Irish were eliminated and instead replaced with Lord of the Rings.
I mean, Middle Earth, we could probably terraform it to make it look like... Middle Earth.
Yeah. I mean, let's stop talking about the Irish and start talking about Lord of the Rings, one of the best movie films of all time.
Truly. Books as well. I mean, obviously, because it derived.
Have you guys actually read the books?
No.
I actually only read the second and third one, but I'm actually super excited because I'm having a baby boy. I'm going to read him those books, and it's going to be dope.
Oh, wow, dude.
I'm going to read him those books. I'm going to read him the Harry Potter books. I'm not going to let him watch anything until he reads the books first because they're better.
That's smart.
Yeah.
But most of the time, why would you even want to watch it after you read the books? Or, like, I don't think of there's anything I've ever watched after reading the book and enjoyed the film or the movie or the TV show more.
I would only say, for me, the biggest thing is just being able to, like, get an actual image of the characters, yeah. You know? Like, you have them in your head, but then when you watch it, it's like, oh, okay, well, that's what they thought they looked like when they made the movie.
I picture every character as myself.
Does this extend to porn as well?
Yes.
I knew it.
Yeah, we're into that erotica, novellas, mm-hmm. and whatnot.
I'm talking about Lord of the Rings porn. I picture myself dressed as Aragorn, fucking myself dressed as Gimli.
I picture the same thing. Actually.
Oh god.
Yeah. There's like so much room for a Lord of the Rings porn. Has that been created yet?
It's got to be. There's probably a feature length, like 3 hour long porno.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Cause like just the names alone are so perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, here, this is. I just looked this up on Pornhub, and the first one says Lord of the G-Strings, which is pretty good.
Okay.
It's terrible. And the second one is just like an ode to Eowyn. It's like a non-porn thing.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, but they've got Irish names. Gondor, Legolas, Merry and Pippin. You know, Frodo Baggins.
Samwise Gamgee. Yeah.
They is have accents,
Sammy,
too.
Irish name?
Fuck the Irish.
Don't they have Irish accents?
Yeah. Gimli's like, I'm going to kill an elf man.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we did veer quite off of Banshee here.
Oh, yeah. Continue.
Anyway, so yeah, they are a supernatural wraith type from the Irish folklore. Their name mm-hmm. derives from Gaelic bean sea and implies a female
said.
Fairy. It probably isn't.
Bean C.
It's B-E-A-N and then S-I.
Yeah, those are the Irish words I'm talking about. That's probably pronounced like Banshee, dude. They've got weird...
Probably.
Like, things. I don't know how to pronounce them.
Like how an X-I in Chinese is actually the...
Chi?
The sound, yeah.
Chi? Chi?
So, what's kind of cool about banshees, I mean, I guess it goes for ghosts, too. I mean, they usually are in the possession of a family, and they usually appear upon one's death. Like if you died, like, your mm-hmm. ghost, like, haunts the house and whatnot. But basically, what is kind of interesting about banshees is they could be good or they could be bad. So... A banshee could be hanging around a family because they're there to be more of like a protectorate, or mm-hmm. they could be there because they absolutely hate the family and they literally want to just haunt them and make them
That's
miserable.
Cool.
Yeah, I'd obviously be in that category.
And they just
the haunting style.
They just show up with one of your family members dies.
Well, no, like
no,
like,
I mean
when one of your family members dies, they become a banshee.
Oh, okay. I was thinking some just stranger ghost comes in and is like, hey, your mom's dead.
I think it could be that, too. It's just sort of like a ghost that is, I don't know, they're just, like, annoying.
Yeah, I don't know. So banshees assume the form of a woman.
Okay.
Traditionally, you know, the loose white drapery for clothing, and they have
long...
Yeah,
loose women.
Yeah.
I got you.
Very loose.
Loose white women is a banshee.
They have long, raggedy hair.
They don't wash their hair.
Well, they're dead.
Yeah, they're dead. They don't take baths while they're
They could
dead.
Have some they... class.
Why would they give a shit?
They don't smell or anything, I don't
think.
Oh,
they're Irish.
Yeah, that's why I don't take baths.
They don't believe in soap.
Soap hasn't still hasn't been invented in Ireland. It's completely imported.
Yeah. So at night, banshees can become visible. They make this wailing sound.
Ooh.
The sound kind of resembles the melancholy of the moaning wind.
Oh wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, if you want a good example of what that sound actually is, all you have to do is just go and talk to Matt's mom. Oh!
Oh shit, dude!
Man,
burn. Coming for everybody, dude.
I'm texting her right now.
Episode when we burn.
Yeah,
you, dude.
Get that on lockdown. Get her on the line.
I'm 100% positive your mom doesn't support this endeavor of yours.
Hi, mom. I love you.
Oh shit.
Kids are.
He opens up every conversation with "I love you."
Kids are being mean to me again. I think we need to move.
Oh, don't worry. Matt's mom knows me. She knows what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. She knows who we are, Matthew. She's gonna take our side in this.
Oh, how dare she!
How dare ye! So I look.
Who's doing that? Who's eating something?
Sorry, it was me.
What are you opening? A pack of crackers?
They're peach rings.
Oh my
what
god!
What the hell,
five?
Dude?
Listen.
5 years old.
Don't you worry about
you're
what
I'm eating.
Them
now?
Yeah.
Bert, this is an
I got
audio.
Hungry.
You need to have. Oh shit, dude!
I got some rice checks here now.
I'm pretty hungry too.
So, I mean, yeah, that's...
I guess I'll just chew on some glass. It's the only thing I have near me.
Just chew on a potato, in honor of the Irish.
Oh, speaking of that, do you remember the time, I think you were there, we were at some bar, I'm not even sure where, and we were playing darts. You know, sometimes they have, like, a potato at the dartboard to, like, moisten the
yeah,
the
and you ate it.
Metal dart.
You bit into
yeah,
it.
I bit into that potato, yeah.
It was for Chris Perez's birthday in Pittston.
Really? I didn't think so. I can't remember.
I'm like
that.
95% sure.
Who knows? I have
no,
a terrible
wait.
Memory.
Where were we?
I honestly thought it was in like Freeland or something.
I think it was in Freeland because that was my second thought.
All I remember was, oh yeah, it was. We went to see some band. It was like winter, and then I don't
yes,
remember.
Yes.
All I remember is I was like making fun of the Irish probably. I took a bite out of a potato. It was disgusting. It was raw and it was
yeah, it was rotten.
Inside.
I mean, oh god, I can't even imagine.
Yes, you can. You were there.
How did you benefit?
Yeah,
from
I guess
it?
That's true.
How did I what?
How did you benefit
Garbs.
From this?
I used to just do a lot of insane things when I was drinking when I was younger. I don't know why.
That's just about it.
Tell you.
That's a good excuse.
I had no, you know, there's like an inhibition barrier on people. I didn't have one when I was sober. And so when I was drunk, I'd be like, well, everything just went out the window.
Yeah. Samesies. So I looked up some, I was thinking, you know, banshee, it's a cool word. You know, Urban Dictionary will probably have a cool sexual reference to it.
Mm-hmm.
No good references. The first six are all having to do with the actual banshee from the Irish folklore, and then the seventh one was the Halo reference. So
oh wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. So that's all I got for the banshee. I mean, it's essentially a ghost. It's just that in Ireland we call them banshees. So that's just mm-hmm. about it.
Are they sexy?
They can be.
You guys ever see that video of the people in Mobile, Alabama who thought they saw a leprechaun? It was like on the news.
No.
You guys never saw that? You have to look it up. I'll link the video on our social media. It's like a dude
yeah,
interviewing like a group of black people in Mobile, Alabama, and they're like, they said they saw a leprechaun. It's like, here's an artist rendering, and it was seriously like a stick figure of a leprechaun. And then the people were like, the guy was like, they're talking to people on camera, and he's like, a leprechaun knows where the gold's at. And he's like, who else seen it? Say yeah. And everyone's like, yeah. And they're like all saying that they saw a leprechaun. It was fucking hilarious.
Nice.
That's
like
awesome.
Seeing it up in a tree. I know.
Cool.
It's like, all you gotta do is look up in the tree. Oh, here's a good Urban Dictionary one. A heterosexual male working in a predominantly female profession who is convinced that he is more attractive than he really is because there is no competition.
Is that a banshee definition?
No, that's Leprechaun.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. Yeah. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, do we battle royale these three ancient folklore characters, or what?
I guess so.
I mean, I don't really have a stake in this.
We can either do that, or we can just...
No, I don't care about the Irish. I hope they all lose.
Okay.
Well, we could just pretend that the IRA shows up and just kneecaps everyone.
You've had some very strong opinions today, Alex.
Yeah, it's called a character. I'm definitely playing a character for the podcast. I don't feel this way in reality. I'm winking.
Well, yeah, me too. I was just winking.
I'm winking.
Your fingers crossed behind your back?
My legs are crossed.
Ooh.
I'm sitting in the lotus position right now.
That's attractive.
Yeah. I'm reaching a higher level of oneness.
Of Zen.
Hmm. It turns out that to achieve oneness, you have to be completely devoid of Ireland.
And clothing.
Yes, and feces. All right, you guys want to? Do we have anything else to say? We're gonna wrap it up early.
I think we're gonna wrap it up early in honor.
You know what?
Of...
Let's do a special. Yeah, in honor of we're gonna wrap up early. It's called the Irish goodbye.
Oh gosh.
Damn, we're doing the damn thing. But let's all get a shout out this time. Let's get some good feels for everybody before we move on.
Okay.
Okay.
Matthew, you haven't had one in a while. Let's get the shout out from your boy. What do you got going on?
You know, I want to give a shout out to all the working class people out there. You know, we wouldn't be on top without you. And I want to give a shout out to, Jennifer Aniston for playing in Leprechaun and getting that movie to greatness, you know.
Finally real, putting us on the map.
Yeah, a real kickstart for the Irish people all over the place, Leprechauns in general.
We were really down in the dumps until 1993.
That's all I got.
Oh, cool. That was a good one.
Yeah, I liked it.
Thanks.
I liked it a lot. I like you, Matt. You want to kiss
me? I like you,
me?
Too.
Do you want to kiss me?
Yeah.
Don't be gay, bro.
Yeah, I'll do it.
It's not gay if you're Irish.
Oh.
Ooh.
You can kiss another man if you're Irish.
It's called
Irish.
An Irish kiss.
An Irish kiss is when two men kiss each other. Oh, shit.
Create an Urban Dictionary entry.
Yeah. Irish kiss. That might be in there. I'm going to look to Irish kiss. Let's see. Because it's like they've got a French kiss. Irish kiss is slang for a good, solid, deserved punch to the cheek of anyone that has had it coming.
Okay.
Yep. That sounds about
this
right.
This is also called a...
A punch.
There's a headbutt is here. An Irish kiss is when you get farted on.
Ooh.
When someone farts
I like
in your
that
face.
One.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good ones, but most of them are painful, you know? Like a French kiss is like a kiss with tongue.
Painful.
An Irish kiss
fists.
Is like when you beat the shit out of somebody.
Yeah.
The rest of them are giving a black eye to your girlfriend.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I mean, stereotypes come from somewhere, right?
Yeah. They can't just be made up.
We should make a theme song for this show out of just fart noises. Real fart noises. We got to work on our timber. You know what I'm talking about?
Cutting that wood.
I guess I'll give a shout out to my cat. His name is Irish. He's orange with green eyes. He's cute. He's adorable. He's got the softest fur you've ever felt. He's one of the top tier Irishmen. He's probably the best. I think he should be a saint. I'm touching him right now. He's so soft. I'd also like to give a shout out to my blog.
Ooh,
I
write self-advertisement.
Sometimes, yeah. Fuck it, dude. Just
humble
like the,
brag.
Yeah. It's nucleovores. Blogspot.com. NucleoVores. Nucleovores.
Okay.
Blogspot.com. It's pretty chill. It's all made up stories. It's fiction. If you want to go ahead and read it,
we'll link it on our Twitter.
No, I'm not. I don't want to do that.
Oh,
I just
okay.
want to take this opportunity for listeners. They can check it out. I'm not like
cool, cool.
I'm not trying to go fully, you know, doing my own thing. But
admirable.
There's some neat stories. You might enjoy it. So go ahead and check it out if you like reading. Give me some feedback. I will be very hostile if you give me the improper feedback. But I'm trying to
just
write on it more. I used to write on a lot. I don't. Anyway, that's that. Shout out to my awesome, amazing cat, Irish, and to my blog. Keith?
Blah, 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 blog. I'd like to give a shout out to the IRA. Don't hunt me down and kill me. and, yeah, I just want to live. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That's all pretty
you
much
too.
I got to say about that. I don't like...
I just want to live,
oh,
too.
Okay.
I don't like St. Patrick's Day anymore ever since I became a cop because now I just have to deal with drunk people on St. Patrick's Day. I used to be
yeah,
one of those drunk people.
Changed your whole life. And now you're regretting it.
And now, yeah... Oh, man.
Damn.
I'm too young to benefit, so.
Fuck drunk people, dude. Drunks are the worst.
Cool, so how do you reach us on social media?
Social media. That was an Irish accent. I accidentally just dipped into Irish a little bit. I mean, I was going to say, whatever. I can't fucking think. I'm tired. Go to facebook.com/animaljampodcast. We can go to Twitter and check out @AnimalJamShow, or you can email us at animaljampodcast@gmail.com. Any last
Ooh
words,
boy.
Boys?
The end is nigh.
I have to take a shite.
Yeah, I have to poopy.
I have to pee, so.
Okay.
Cool.
Have a
let's
piss.
Let's go cross swords, cross logs, take a piss and a poop on the Blarney Stone.
Can I
we'll
take,
we'll see you on the other side.
We're going to take a shit on the Blarney Stone. I'll see you there.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The end of the evening to you.